Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Had to play it.
You know, they really should play it more. It's such a good song. I've always said that they don't play it enough.
Do you like it?
I like it. It just gets so overplayed. It's like the USC fight song. I think they're both great songs, but like, God, they play them all the time.
I like that it's got singing mixed in, you know?
Full-throated singing, too. Yeah.
People actually know the words.
Yes, that's a big part. Yes.
It's been a long time since they've been able to play that with such joy. Number eight now in the land. Tennessee beats Florida 38-33. We talked about it a lot in the previous segment, so we won't dwell on it now, but Jeffrey just wanted to play Rocky Top.
He knew you wanted
to hear it again. So there it is, Rocky Top for all of all fans. Next. This may not sound familiar.
Yes, of course.
Did you have to go get this one from the deep in the files?
Somehow we had it in. I assume we had it from maybe when they were close to winning CUSA. But Miami heard it a lot.
How about a shocker this weekend is MTSU.
Jeff, I think these are some of my favorite numbers from the weekend. 71. 89. 69. Nice. 98. Those are the distances of touchdown passes.
Chase Cunningham.
What a day.
98, 89, 71, and 69-yard touchdown passes against Mario Cristobal's Miami team. That's embarrassing. Well, the previous week, the quarterback had said we have no atmosphere at home. He likes playing road games.
Correct, because there's
college atmosphere.
By the way, he wasn't wrong.
But that's a way to, whatever atmosphere there is, it dissolves pretty quickly when you give up 98, 89, 71, and 69-yard touchdown passes. By the way, he got benched.
Yeah, if I'm Tyler Van Dyke, I'm in the transfer portal yesterday.
And are you, you're not out on Cristobal, are you?
No, I think the problem, though, with Cristobal is what he does as a program manager and developer is completely negated by the fact that, like, they run a terrible offense and he's not great at game management. Like, that's the flaw with Mario. Like, I think in terms of a recruiter, program builder, everything, like, I think he checks a lot of boxes, but, man, every time I hate watching their offense. It doesn't matter if he's at Oregon, doesn't matter if he's here. It's just tough to watch.
Certainly an embarrassing day for Miami, but shout out to MTSU. Who's next? I feel bad for Arkansas fans.
I feel bad for me.
Up 14-0. And you're like, okay, this is going to go the right way. And then KJ Jefferson's about to go in.
The first half played out almost exactly like I expected it to.
And that ridiculous play. KJ Jefferson fumbles, and then it turns into backyard football. And returned for a touchdown. And then you get the stupid field goal bouncing off the top of the upright.
It was almost a situation where, like, man, if they were playing this at a college stadium, that might have been good, because I don't know if the goalposts are that big, that high.
This is why.
This was the ultimate college football game. Like, you go and you look at post-game win expectancy, Arkansas wins 70% of the time if the game plays out like that. But it's a sport. It gets stupid. It gets dumb.
Well, it's talking about being a sports fan. I'm beginning to wonder if I shouldn't have picked something
else. I just don't
think
you can choose.
It's just pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's pain for me and my Bills yesterday. And my God, the pain for Arkansas. And I don't mind Texas A&M feeling the pain when they lose.
I think we don't mind Jimbo feeling
it's
the pain.
Jimbo.
Yes.
It's just Jimbo. No, but it's also the cheer, the
yes.
yell
leaders,
practice.
Yes. Yeah.
That's just so awful.
Yes.
The yell leaders. And if that epitomizes that fan base, I don't mind them feeling the pain. But I don't know. I've always felt a soft spot towards Arkansas fans. And for them to have to endure that was rough.
You knew they were in trouble when right before the half, Pittman's basically saying, like, I'm having to, like, calm the sideline down, tell them, like, the game's not over. It's like, oh, they are completely in shock. Which, I guess it's understandable, like, at that moment.
I'm not persuaded that A&M's any good, though. And
no, but I do think that defense is legit.
The defense is legit. They're facing disaster, though. They lose that game.
Oh, yeah.
And you got at State and Alabama coming up. And you're like, holy crap, this team that people were like, Are they going to be the team to knock off Alabama this year?
Yeah.
No, the defense is absolutely legit, 100%. And the running back is legit.
Yes. Both of them are legit, but I think Anais is probably, when you see him and his dad, like, in tears, that suggests to me that he's not going to be playing much more. But, yes, A-Chain, that's real speed.
That is real speed. 19 for 159 yards. And so A&M. Pulls that one out. Next. We could have gone any number of directions here. Because there were others to applaud. I mean, Ohio State did exactly what you thought they'd do.
Yep.
They look great. Minnesota crushed Michigan State.
That's all they've been doing this year. It's crushing whoever they play.
That was impressive. Who else could we have gone with here? UCF, but they did get Jeff Collins fired. And I'm glad, because people mix us up.
Yeah,
Jeff
of course.
Collins,
yeah.
Jeff Calkins.
I mean, maybe if he spelled his name right, he could run a better program.
C-A-L-K-I-N-S as opposed to the C-O-L-L-I-N-S? Is that what you wanted?
No, I'm just saying J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
He got fired.
Yes.
Who would you have celebrated from that Wake Clemson game? That did not turn out the way you thought.
Certainly
it was
not the
go.
DBs.
Certainly not the DBs.
Yeah, as bad as that was, I knew it was going to come. Like, we're in the fourth quarter, and I told Aaliyah, I was like, I know exactly how this game's going to go. This thing's going to get to an overtime, and Clemson's going to have a two-point play to either cover or not, and that's exactly what happened, and they did not get the two.
But we decided to go with our old friend,
Mike
Norvell. People wondered if Jordan Travis would play. He not only played, he was fabulous. And Florida State beats Boston College 44-14. You combine that with Clemson looking gettable, I think it's looking up down there in Tallahassee. I don't think Deion's going to be getting that job after this year.
I think that's fair to say. I want to see them against North Carolina State because I think North Carolina State can limit them in terms of part of their success right now is they're able to just like completely maul you on the ground, although Travis was amazing through the air. I want to see them against a team that's like got a pulse, and so far we haven't seen that, but that might also be college football. But right now, like, yeah, they look like, I think it kind of proves it's not that hard for Florida State to get back to a reasonable, like, you're not asking them to be a national title contender, but if you're asking them to be the second or third best team in the ACC, it's not that difficult to get back to that point.
And for our final, listen, I was torn. I like playing the Notre Dame fight song whenever we can. Whenever we have a chance to play the third best fight song in the country, should we have played it? Oh, but we've decided to go to another direction.
This team deserves to be recognized. If the APs in the coaches' poll aren't going to recognize
them,
we should.
Such BS, by the way. Kansas beats Duke. Their quarterback is really good. Daniels is really good. 19 to 23, 324 yards, 4 touchdowns, while running for another 83. Kansas wins 35 to 27 over Duke. They got a nice little redshirt freshman of their own, as Riley Leonard. I didn't know anything about him heading into this year.
Yeah, that's
He's
the thing.
Good
like,
too.
Duke didn't exactly embarrass themselves. Like, I thought Kansas would win this game and probably cover, which they did, but I left thinking, Duke, that's not a fluke. Like, they're a good, solid football team.
Yeah, and like, he's a redshirt freshman, as long as he sticks around. So that's kind of fun. So Kansas is our last team to celebrate as they continue to rack up stunning wins there. But not AP Top 25, which is...
Or Coach's Poll.
Or
yes,
Coach's
of course,
Poll.
You know, I have no idea what they have to do.
Others receiving votes.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we going to blow up, Jeffrey? We got a medley today?
Oh, yeah. I do think one of these losses is a little more understandable.
So the two losses, so people know that. So those fight songs were Texas and Oklahoma. The two teams... The two powers that are headed to the SEC.
Yes.
Both got beat. One by Oklahoma got just run down their throat by K-State.
Third and 16. Maybe don't let the quarterback go 50-something yards.
I kind of like the Adrian Martinez...
Redemption tour?
Redemption tour. This is one of the great things about college football now. You have quarterbacks. Hendon Hooker's another one.
Like, yes.
You've got quarterbacks popping up at new places doing great things. And so for Adrian Martinez on third and 16 to be able to run for that first down was tremendous.
Especially when Scott Frost tried to blame everything on him. And it's like, Maybe not.
They beat Oklahoma 41-34. Brent Venables, is he a defensive guy?
He is a defensive guy. I will say, though, he's letting Lebby run their offense. It's just, they're just not, like, when you go up against a tough opponent, I'm not convinced Dylan Gabriel is anything more than what we've seen at UCF, which is he's a good player, but I don't think he's, like, some type of transcendent player.
So you think that one is excusable?
Yeah, I think that one was excusable.
You think Texas Tech... beating Texas. This one I loved because it's Texas Tech, little brother.
Mm-hmm.
They may never play Texas again.
I think it's
they may never
outside
play
of a bowl
Texas
game. I think it might be likely
again. I think it's probably likely. And to send them off to the SEC with a
bye bye.
That was just beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh. Not only that,
and
like,
I don't root against Texas, really, because they've been down so long.
Well, Hudson Carr was clearly hobbled. I don't understand what Sarkisian's doing with this whole dressing Quinn Ewers thing. Like, that makes no sense to me. But Texas Tech, the biggest difference between them and when they'd, like, the week ago when they just kind of looked lifeless, they didn't turn the ball over. But I do think, like, for instance, I think Kansas State just lined up and ran it down Oklahoma's throat. But we've been seeing that's kind of what Kansas State does against Oklahoma. This game was just the classic, like, man, Texas Tech didn't look that much worse than Texas. Like, when you watch the game, they looked very similar.
Still, sweet moment for
Yes.
I've gotten more, by the way, on the question of Memphis.
Oh, and an elite horns down. Elite horns down on this one.
I've gotten more reaction from Memphis fans on why 23,000. Someone on Twitter says it was 95 degrees at kickoff, which is true. Like
it was toasty.
It was
on
hot
Saturday,
and it was the middle of the day. So there was that. Someone else complained to me. It is funny. You hear these complaints, and I don't know which ones are legitimate, which ones aren't legitimate. This one was no working water fountains and $4 bottles of water. I don't think a $4 bottle of water at a sporting event is unusual. I think you're lucky you're not getting it for six.
I also don't
and
think...
And I don't... I don't know the situation. I know they ran out of water against UCLA once or whatever, but... And then so then George Burns writes me and says...
I also think, though, those are problems that you discover when you're at the game. Like, that
that's
isn't
true.
A deterrent. I don't think that's anyone from
the game.
Right, I don't think that's the
okay,
deterrent.
Okay, well, George Burns says... why does it have to be, yes, we are longing for the excitement of Norvell, but that's not why there's a lack of fan support. It's the game day operations. For instance, and with all due respect, he sounds a little bit like, well, listen, why does it have to be no-stop rap at 150 decibels? We want to hear Sweet Caroline stuff mixed in, and I want to be able to have a conversation with my seatmates. Also, we want to hear the band. I feel sorry for them being constantly interrupted, played over, etc., and there's a significant segment of the fan base who has had it with electronic tickets. You can say stuff like, well, this is the way it's going, so mm-hmm. you just need to get used to it, but that will not convince those that will not put up with this nonsense. So with all due respect, that stuff is not unique to Memphis.
No,
I am a 61-year-old man, and so if he's complaining about music too loud,
mm-hmm.
the wrong music,
mm-hmm.
Not hearing the marching band, and electronic tickets, with all due respect, that is at every freaking football game in America
100%.
That they pack to the gills.
Yep.
And those that they don't pack to the gills. That's at a Grizzlies game. You go to a Grizzlies playoff game, you're not hearing Sweet Caroline and a marching band. I'm the biggest marching band geek in the world. Like,
right.
I love the band. If I could have them in studio today, I'd have them in studio today. But,
no, I mean, that's...
It's like, this is a little bit like, I hate to say this, once upon a time, they didn't play music during NBA games.
Yes.
You had basketball, and then you had the break.
Yes.
Now there's music
during every
all
possession
all the time, and people that once upon a time were like, why do we have to have music? Bob Ryan used to say this.
Yes.
Why can't I hear myself think? And the problem is that once you start asking yourself that question, it means you're 61 years old.
Well, and also it's like, you know,
that's me.
I would also say this. I think what you're also touching at is,
I also, by the way, no different than during Mike Norvell. What they are doing in terms of game ops has not different than when they got 60,000 in that stadium or 40,000 in that stadium to when they have 23.
The electronic tickets
is different, but it's just insane. We're not going to go back to paper tickets.
Well, on top of that, like, I got to imagine there was a lot of Alabama fans when Alabama started doing the pumping in the, like, rap during every possession. I got to imagine there's a lot of Alabama fans that didn't like it. But then when they started, like, just kicking everyone's ass, I imagine everyone's like, yeah, this is great.
It's the ass-kicking
yes.
that brings – what brings people to the stadium,
yes.
with all due respect,
mm-hmm.
it's ass-kicking.
Yes.
And particularly at Memphis, where you need mm-hmm. fun ass-kicking.
Yes.
And do that, and there will be a lot of people there.
Yes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.